And as a lieutenant, I don't know what the overall picture is. I don't see the colonel. He doesn't discuss what the battalion commander doesn't come down and tell a platoon leader what's happening. And Berger came to me, company commander, and he said, "Let it. You take your platoon and you go on down and go down the hill and cross over and go on up over to the next mountain." And so that's what he told me to do, and I took my platoon. I guess maybe there was some 18 men in the platoon at this point. And I've been back there since, going over the exact same steps as I took at that time, so that my memory is pretty good of what the terrain was because of the revisiting. We were going along the side of a hill path, and there was some small arms fire at us. And I got a corporal or sergeant, told him to get a couple of guys and go see what he could do about getting rid of that automatic weapon. I would call for some artillery fire on the position. We had a big radio. For some reason, they assigned us a large radio. And we called, so they moved up to a position, and the artillery went on the position. And they went to move, and I heard some automatic fire. They came back, so we couldn't. We just couldn't progress until we got rid of that gun. And I had a sergeant assigned to me who was out of the engineering company. And I said to the sergeant, I said, "If we were on the side of the hill here, and the Germans know pretty well where we are, but if we move down the side of this hill lower, do you feel that you can take the mines out when it's dark? They won't know where we are." And unfortunately, he said yes, he could do that. And I thought, okay. So I called back on the radio, and I said, we will be able to get through.